Welcome to another edition of Earshot Daily. I am so thrilled to be with you for the next half hour. I'm Vicki Morgan.
And I'm Josh Morgan.
And we're Mulberry Creek, and we're recording from St. John's, Newfoundland, which is a little rock off the end of Canada, if you don't know. And we got a pretty great show coming up. I'm really excited to share this stuff.
It's going to be some good stuff.
So, yeah, we've been working on this documentary about this really amazing story out of the East Coast. A friend of mine found out in her early 40s that she had been adopted, and her mom had been looking for her in her entire life. And so we sat down with them, and there was a song written about their experience, and we were lucky enough to sit down with the writer of the song, Jim Hanlon.
Yeah, so we got an interview here that we're going to share with everybody today with the singer-songwriter out of Atlantic Canada, Jim Hanlon. And then we'll play the song after the interview because it's pretty fantastic.
It's amazing. It's such an amazing story. It's such an amazing story that they found each other and that they had been, of course, in the documentary, we talked to Joanne and her mom, Jacqueline, and they had been in the same place a few times. They were both military. They worked for the military for the most in their whole careers. And it was just an amazing story. And so, of course, we talked to Jim because he was just as moved by the story as most people are when they hear about it. So the song is 17. And so this is an interview with Jim Hanlon about 17.
So I'm joined today by Jim Hanlon, who was a very well-known musician in Nova Scotia, who is the composer and performer of 17. Jim, that's the name of the song, right?
Correct, yes.
So, Jim, tell me, we've interviewed also, we've met with Jackie Clinton and with Joanne Ryan, and heard kind of their, what they remember from this whole experience of reconnecting after Joanne was given up for adoption, and then they reconnected. And the story, what do you remember of the story? Like, what was the first time? I know you're personal friends with Jackie and her husband. What do you remember how this started?
It started with Jackie handing me a 4-page letter of the story and asking me to write a song about it. She's a fan of my material, so she wanted a song or whatever written about this experience that she had. And it took me 10 years to write this song.
So obviously when the seed was set, it probably didn't take you the full 10 years of like writing a song, writing a line, writing a verse, that kind of stuff. Like I would imagine it grew over those 10 years. How long did it take to actually write it when you sat down to work on it?
It took me a long time. I couldn't put it in hours, minutes, years, days, months. The issue with writing a song from that content, because it was so descriptive, was to, I have a process to do that, but it took so long because I'm not a woman. I've never been pregnant. I've never lost my daughter to adoption. So the sensitivities that were in there, not to step on everyone's toes, it took a long time. It took a long time to get it. And then in the end, when it was finished the first time, I thought, Jackie's husband, Larry, dropped a little bit of a bombshell on me about Terry Kelly, who had been the guy who had encouraged Jackie to, who is the troubadour in the song, to pursue before this possibility of finding her in Newfoundland was passed. So that had to be reconstructed a bit to add that verse about the troubadour in there, because it was an important part of the story. It wasn't in Jackie's initial writings, so to speak. So I did feel it was important to adjust and put that in there.
There's definitely another layer to it. I know Larry and Jackie are very, very huge music fans, and they're heavily involved in the music festival that goes on pretty close to their home. So the connection there is pretty strong. Like, she must have really trusted you to bring her story to you.
She did. I still have the initial email, which basically says, when I got an envelope from her in person, and then I got an email from her saying that you're the only one that I want to try to write this song. And I was totally honored and taken away from it. And then that added huge pressure. But she likes it.
It came out beautiful, and it is kind of a haunting. Well, it's a very haunting story. I mean, to sit with Jackie and hear the story was heartbreaking. And I think the sensitivity that you approach the story with, like the fact that you called it Lost to Adoption, this came out pretty clear in Jackie's story that she did not get pregnant and willfully, it didn't even sound like a choice. It was not something that she was on board with. It just kind of tragically happened that she didn't want to give the baby. She had no intention from the sounds of it
It was a time of tragedies like that. And of all the emails that I got, some shocked me because they were from people I knew who had shared a very similar story, but had never disclosed they did until I got their email.
It's a heartbreaking story. And incredible that she's got the courage to share it the way she does so openly, and to have a representation of it set to music is just mind blowing. And I was shocked to hear the whole thing. I've known Joanne for a really, really long time, and it was like there's so many other layers to it. Joanne herself ended up pregnant at 17. It's all like the stuff that they had in common through those years of being in the military. Sometimes they were in the same room together and didn't know.
It's crazy.
It is really just serendipity all over. Like, it's just amazing that everybody met the way they did. And I guess one thing I would wonder about is, do you have any, why did you care? Like, I mean, aside from Jackie being a friend, things like that, like, why was this a story that you felt attached to?
I was involved in a teenage pregnancy at 19 years old and married at 19 years old. So I have a connection to it too. As I said, some of the people who exposed that, some of the issues they had in their lives, it blew me away, and it made me more connected and more connected and more connected. And I put some buffers out there to people who are songwriting friends about this whole thing over the years. And it's there's a common thread here through so many people's lives that has been smothered to me, that people suffered because of one mistake. You know what I mean? Their lives were tipped upside down because of one mistake.
Absolutely.
Even if it's a mistake, I don't believe birth is a mistake or a baby is a mistake, but you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
The stigma over all those years, Jackie's life. It's incredible that stigma was there for so long.
It's amazing the release that it seemed to be to be able to sit with her and Joanne and have her share the story. She just looked like such a load off of her shoulders that it was out. And that she's able to do something so positive with the story now, that people listened and people believed her and got behind her, was really, really inspiring. And I think it takes a really unique individual to be able to do that for a person. That's not something that, you know, you could just go to a festival and grab somebody out of the lineup and say, here, you're a writer, here, you're a songwriter. Like, that was a really special thing that you did. And obviously the song is phenomenal. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you, Vera.
They warned me when they sent it to me that I should be sitting down when I heard it, and they were right. It was very emotional, and one that you want to hear over and over. And I just know the story behind the song is quite beautiful. You're a fascinating human being, Jim. Congratulations on the song being such a success. And I hope we can spread it around a little bit even more, because it's a beautiful story. And the things that help people who are in their living rooms, like thinking that nobody understands their stories and they'll never care and that kind of thing. That's a really big deal. That's a really big help to a lot of people that probably feel pretty alone and pretty scared and different things. And so thank you on behalf of the women who are out there going, oh my God, somebody gets it. Thanks for what you did for Jackie and for Joanne. Joanne, like I said, Joanne's a good friend. I've known her for about 20 years, and I'm really glad that somebody heard their story and was able to do what you did with the story is really beautiful, and I appreciate the time, Jim. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You're awesome. Thanks. Too.
Submit your music to be on the show at earshot-distro.ca.
Wow. So that was pretty interesting to hear about. And I think that the next thing we should hear is the song.
Absolutely.
Because that's what everybody wants to hear now, right?
Yep.
So we'll play the song from Jim Hanlon. This is 17. And then when we come back, we got lots more awesome songs for you. So here's 17 by Jim Hanlon.
Seventeen, so young, so sweet. Standing on the corner where the world lays at your feet. 17, so naive. Not knowing that your innocence was prey of one so mean. 17, so young, so sweet. Way to hide the shameful plight. The black sheep of the family, now proof they all were right. No way to hide, she grows inside. Each day she stirs a little more, blossoming to life. No way to hide the shameful plight. How many years, how many tears, so cold and laced with misery, have fallen down your cheeks. How many tears, how many years, lay furrowed in lost innocence, in words you couldn't speak. Truth unfolds, the truth now told. Folded in your father's arms, no longer all alone. The truth unfolds, you have to go. To shelter in a stranger's home, in peace you've never known. The truth unfolds, the truth now told. Old winter's morn, she is born. Now close against your bosom, so perfect, soft and warm. Cold winter's morn, she's gone. Lost into another's arms, how can you carry on? Cold winter's morn, she's born. Door set you free. His kindness and compassion would finally help you see. The troubadour, his gentle hand would guide you to your honesty and hope she'd understand. The troubadour would set you free. Joanne, so true, so kind. Accepting with forgiveness, she frees your heart and mind. Sweet Joanne, she's made you whole. Filling all your emptiness, your very heart and soul. Sweet Joanne, so true and kind. The tears now fall, soft and warm. Down beyond your furrowed cheeks, they flow and find your smile. The sweetest tear in 40 years. Now stifle every yesterday, leaving all the pain behind. 17, sweet Joanne. 17, just 17.
So we're about halfway through this edition of Earshot Daily. I'm Vicki Morgan.
And I'm Josh Morgan.
And we're Mulberry Creek, and we're so happy to be with you. So that was Jim Hanlon with 17. And what do we have up next, Josh?
You know, a little shameless self-promotion. We are Vicky Morgan and Josh Morgan of Mulberry Creek. And we're going to play one of our songs now.
Which one do we have lined up?
This is Lonely Strings. So this one, this is the first song that, you wrote.
On my birthday.
On your birthday.
I turned 42 and I was so just, you know, devastated because I thought it's too late to start. I've wasted my life. I've always wanted to be a musician. And here I am turning 42 years old. And I've never written anything. I played lots of covers. I got my first guitar when I was 9 years old and had always played covers. And I thought, real musicians write their own songs.
This was a hard turn in the direction of becoming a musician.
Well, I mean, it's just a load of garbage, really, because lots of really fantastic musicians play covers. It's a real, you know, it's a legitimate thing. But I had been telling myself, well, if I was a real musician, I'd write my own stuff. And obviously my life is over because I've never done it. And so I got up about 4 o'clock in the morning and this came in about 15 minutes.
And then we finally recorded it and had it produced last year. And our friend Erica Ingersoll from New Brunswick.
Mm-hmm.
Is on there doing backup vocals, harmonies, and it was produced here in St. John's by Sean Panting.
And we were lucky enough, I'm going to shout out to the city of St. John's, they gave us an arts grant to make a video. So if you go on the on our Facebook page, Mulberry Creek Music, you can see the video that was produced by Jake Delaney, and that's pretty awesome too. But we are in a radio format right now, so we don't need to talk about video. Here's another earshot.
So this is Lonely Strings by Mulberry Creek.
Daddy, I learned to play guitar when you weren't looking. All I wanted was for you to notice me. I ran with the boys, skinned my knees and made some noise. But nothing was ever good enough from me. Daddy, I learned to play guitar when you weren't looking. And there's so many little girls here just like me. Learning to love in all the wrong ways. If you'd ever took the time to notice me. Daddy, I learned to play guitar when you weren't looking. And that little girl, I guess you couldn't see. She's standing right beside me, and I'll never let her down. And I'll tell her what you never said to me. Night after night, with these lonely strings, I put back the pieces of these broken wings. Daddy, I learned to play guitar when you weren't looking. All I wanted was for you to notice me. I ran with the boys, skinned my knees and made some noise, but I was always good enough, you'll see. Daddy, I learned to play guitar while weren't you looking?
Well, that was fantastic, honey.
Aww,
nice
thanks.
Work.
Thanks, honey. Not bad for a first time out, hey?
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that. And then, of course, once we got the ball rolling with that, we started writing all just went, you know, cracked.
Snowball.
was a snowball. Yeah, we've got lots of stuff now that we've written, and we've got a whole bunch lined up that we're recording now. We learned how to record during the pandemic, so you can't say nothing good came out of the pandemic.
That's true. That song was recorded during the pandemic here in our basement studio, and from across the ocean all the way to New Brunswick, we got some some stuff sent to us and produced here in town, and that was that was a pandemic song.
Yeah.
Turned into a pandemic song.
Yeah, that's where that one came from. So so thanks for listening to Earshot Daily. I'm Vicki Morgan, and joined by my amazing husband, Josh Morgan. We're Mulberry Creek. And we've got a couple more tunes here for you before the half hour is up. Josh, what do we have up next?
So this next one is another St. John's artist. This is Peter Vance. He's from here in Newfoundland.
Why does that name sound so familiar?
Peter Vance.
Did you meet him at a park?
He's a musician here in town. Yeah, he sold me his guitar. Now, so the guitar that I my trusty Taylor was his.
Nice.
Yeah. So he's a super nice guy, and he's a great pop musician. And this is his I want to say his newest song, "Breaking Chains."
Nice.
Yeah, it's really good. So here's Peter Vance with "Breaking Chains."
Sneaking out after midnight. Racing the gaslight, can I meet you there? I know a place where nobody cares. You got a ticket out your bedroom window. We're a couple throwing stones from the grounds we used to roam. Yeah.
Earshot Daily.
Peter and Vance. We're back.
Peter Vance. Awesome job, buddy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. More Newfoundland talent, right?
This place is overflowing.
Yeah.
Like, for real. I don't know how they're not spilling out into the ocean, because it's overflowing here. It's because we're just a little rock out in the middle of the Atlantic, right? And there's a lot of talent here. There's a lot of really great music being made all the time. And that's something that the National Community Radio Association really promotes, is Canadian music on college and community stations. And it's a great opportunity to reach like 120 stations when you put your songs on the distro list, which is like, and it's pennies. It's like pennies to put your songs on there. And then all these stations have access to it. So, and hosting, you get to talk to musicians and you get to play your own stuff and you get to play all these other great musicians. So
yeah.
Shout out to the NCRA and all the folks who make this Earshot Daily Show possible. Do we have time for some more songs?
I say we play another Newfoundland group.
And I just love this group. They're the sweetest couple of people.
Yeah. So this is Quote the Raven, and this is their song, London Air.
In those New York City streets, she took my breath away. The hills in France, the face, the Alps still linger on my mind. Through the mist and rain of that London day, I'd give it all to find a way to see you there one last time. You change your mind like the needle on a weather vane, and I fall in line like a bullet from a gun. For a moment in time, together we wander. I can still see your breath in that cold London air. I can still see your breath in that cold London air. After all this time, do you still feel the same? A part of me still wants to be at the center of your plans. Through the snow and rain of that winter day, you took off like a hurricane. You washed me clean from your hands. You changed your mind like the needle on a weather vane, and I fell in line like a bullet from a gun. For a moment in time, together we wandered. I can still see your breath in that cold London air. I can still see your breath in that cold London air.
So that was Quote the Raven to round out our almost completely Newfoundland show. I mean, aside from Jim Hanlon, who is just across the water in Nova Scotia.
It's about
right?
a Newfoundlander.
It's about a Newfoundlander, about yeah. So this is a Newfoundland themed Earshot Daily.
Yeah.
What's the website to find out more about Earshot Daily?
Earshot-distro.ca.
So that's it for us.
So that's it for us. This is an edition of Earshot Daily. I've been your host, Vicky Morgan, with my beautiful, amazing partner, Josh Morgan.
I'm Josh Morgan, and we're Mulberry Creek.
Join us again tomorrow with another half hour of brand new music from all across the country here on the Earshot Daily Show.